The attempted bombing in Times Square is pretty shocking to most Americans, but in Britain, these kind of attacks are sadly familiar. The London Underground bombings in July of 2005 were committed by UK citizens of Pakistani descent, and Britain has been dealing with many attempted acts of homegrown terrorism ever since then, so much so that oftentimes they don't make the headlines in other countries outside of England. Professor Anatole Leven is based in the War Studies Department at King's College London, and he's writing a book on Pakistan, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you see similarities between this Times Square incident and what has happened repeatedly in Britain?
Well, there's certainly a very strong resemblance, both in terms of the national origins, obviously, of the suspected terrorist in Pakistan and his apparent training in Pakistan, but also the last terrorist attack on British soil, as opposed to attempts against aircraft, was very much like this attack, both that it was a car bomb, but also that it was a completely botched affair. The bomb didn't actually go off properly. And I think that's very important to remember, that the success of our intelligence services is not just in preventing attacks altogether, but it's in terms of preventing the terrorists from getting their hands on the necessary material and equipment to make their bombs work.
Well, you know, the UK has been dealing with these homegrown attacks for many years, but in case there actually hasn't been a successful attack with a large loss of life since those London Underground bombings in 2005, are there lessons perhaps that the United States can learn from our neighbours across the water?
Well, first, of course, one should say, whenever you say that, you should say touch wood or pray God, because, you know, it can always happen again. I think that, you know, the U.S. security services do understand the problem and have learned lessons. I mean, obviously, this is all about tracking people who are vulnerable to radicalization. It's more difficult for the British in one way, because we have much bigger and more homogeneous communities like the French of Muslims from a particular place, in our case Pakistan, and so there is more of a concentrated community in which radicalization can be incubated. On the other hand, precisely because it is a concentrated community, that makes it relatively easier to penetrate, to develop networks of informers, networks of influence, and so forth. In America, where you have a much more diffuse population of Muslims, and of course America is simply a much bigger country with people much more spread out, naturally it is more difficult for the American security services in this way.
You say that, but you also say that the UK population tends to be lower on the socioeconomic scale. Does that make it harder or easier?
Well, certainly that has increased radicalization in Britain, yes. But of course, as we saw with the 9/11 bombers, terrorists by no means have to come from the poorer classes. They can well be middle-class radicalization as well.
As they were in this particular case. Professor Anatole Leven is with the War Studies Department at King's College in London, a senior fellow at the New America Foundation in Washington, D.C. He's also writing a book about Pakistan. Thank you so much.